glad it worked out. I didn't want them to do it till all of you were satisfied. That's why I told them when I went to California they have to have this hearing and you all try to get together, and I'm glad you've done it.
Well, I think it's going to work out wonderful for the whole area. It's going to be a great boost for... It's going to prevent this deficit at Bonneville, that they're going to be able to sell their power, and it's also going to bring about 4 million kilowatts below the border, which will be a benefit to California, both to the private power companies and the public power companies, and about 60% of it will go into either the state or our public power companies at a very good rate.
Tell me, we'll get about two-thirds of the benefits for 40% of the cost.
That's about right. That's right. It's a good deal, and I had full cooperation from Elmer Stotz and from the Secretary and Ken Dubrow. I had good cooperation also from the congressmen and senators. The boys up in the Northwest, Northern California, were pretty hard bargainers, and I thought several times I was going to have to report failure to you, but we finally came up with some different provisions and languages, and so I'm happy to report it's been successful.
Well, I congratulate you, and you all point out that this agreement the administration's brought about is a forerunner of a new day in cooperation, and I'll point out what all the delegation's done to help us, and you, and so on and so forth, and we'll ought to look good to business and everybody else for November.
Well, that's fine. That's what we want to do.
So when you all, after we announce it, you call in your boys and told them that this is a new day in cooperation and we're going to really try to protect the public interest and still protect the free enterprise system.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Mr.
President. Thank you, Jim.
Bye.